10 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off. It's a beautiful day for a ball game. For a ball game today. The fans are out to get a ticket or two. From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo. It's a beautiful day for a home run. But even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Nine minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Get down on it
when you're dancing.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on
get
it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Baby, baby.
Get down on it.
Get on it.
Get down on it.
Sha-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do?
Minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You just live like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in, so you jump right in. Ain't afraid to fall.
To 7 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up.
More minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
He said one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights that never die. My father told me.
Just 5 more minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Judge me, I can't see.
4 minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Riders Baseball coming up in just 3 minutes.
West of the eastern cold, carving the wind, dawn of your eyes, dust off your spine, when you say us, you make me trust, I will never keep you from an open door, I know.
Two more minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball starts in 60 seconds. More ticks till Rough Riders Baseball. First pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show, featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Chris Jarrett.
Well, hello to you. Happy Sunday, and welcome back to Riders Field. No, you are not late, and we are not either. Starting pitch time between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Northwest Arkansas Naturals was bumped back earlier before first pitch from 4:05 to 4:15. So moving it back a little bit, and we certainly hope and are optimistic that we can get a ball game in today. Thunderstorms projected through the rest of the evening, but right now we're dry, and we've been dry for most of the day, so we are going to try and at least squeeze in five innings, if we're lucky, to qualify as a full game. I'll welcome in Mr. Zach Bigley. Zach, just looking at this lineup, where these two teams entered, you had Northwest Arkansas at the bottom of the North Division, Frisco riding really high, both teams pretty low in terms of home runs on the season, and we've seen 18 this week.
Yeah, we had Frisco Rough Riders, three home runs. Northwest Arkansas, one home run entering today. And as you mentioned, we've seen a whole onslaught of offense. Rough Riders came in on a six-game winning streak. They won the first game, and all of a sudden, they've dropped three of the next four. So Frisco trying to bounce back right now, and they have to feel very confident with Cole Reagans on the mound.
Chris. Well, and that's just, I guess, the stats. That's how baseball goes sometimes. It won't lead you in the right direction. Feeling really good about Cole Reagans today. You felt really good about Cody Bradford on Friday, and you felt really good about Jack Leiter on Saturday.
Yeah, you did. And Northwest Arkansas all of a sudden woke up with their bats. They started hitting them around, put 10 on Cody Bradford on Friday, and then put 4 on Jack Leiter yesterday, all those 4 unearned in that third inning. And we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go forward and recap last night's game. But ultimately, this is a rotation for the Rough Riders, especially over the weekend, that is very good, is very talented, had a lot of success in their first two starts, and hitting a bump in the road. So Cole Reagans, he's only surrendered one run all season on a solo homer, and
yeah,
he's a guy who is looking like he's at the top of his game right now. So this is a good test for him against a hot-hitting team in Northwest Arkansas.
Yeah, really hot-hitting. Since Thursday's 12-2 win for Frisco, they've suffered back-to-back losses on Friday, 11-2. Last night, 12-4. So a pair of stingers that they hope to put in the rearview mirror behind them today. We do have some highlights that we'll get to later on in the pregame show. Again, a 4:15 scheduled first pitch time between Frisco and Northwest Arkansas. But we had the pleasure, the absolute pleasure, to catch up with Blaine Krim and hear about just the last year or so and the last stretch of years in his professional baseball career. And if you know Blaine Krim, you certainly don't want to miss it. That's on the other end of this break on the Riders pregame show. 4:15 start time between the Naturals and the Riders as they close a six-game series today from Frisco, Texas.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, the art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Little Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Little Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's
done
something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back on the Riders Baseball Network, pregame between the series finale between Frisco and Northwest Arkansas. Chris Jarrett with you, and we've got the chance to catch up with Blaine Krim. Blaine, the mustache is back and better than ever.
Yeah,
how does it feel to have that back going?
It feels good. It's definitely a process. I was kind of planning on doing it to start the year, but had a little razor malfunction, so I had to grow the beard back out so the mustache could pop, but I'm glad to have it back for sure.
So some of the fans that maybe didn't see it, the Girl Scout cookie video.
Yeah.
How much of a challenge was that to battle through
right. The
peaks and
right. Valleys
yeah. that had to feel great?
Yeah, no, that was one of the toughest challenges I've ever faced. You know, I really was confident going in, thought I was just going to get it first try. Had a lot of really close encounters early on, but you can't keep me down, you know. I just kept coming back with a vengeance, and finally, you know, through perseverance and determination, I was able to get it done. And I think for the whole group, it was a great victory.
You hit your first season home run not too long after that. Do you think that was the difference?
Yeah, it definitely gave me the confidence I can take on anything, you know. When you can take on a challenge like that head on and not back down, you know, I think hitting in the batter's box against a 95-mile-an-hour fastball is not necessarily easy, but at least takes some nerves out.
Love that. Let's talk about the offseason where you go down to Puerto Rico and you won that league batting title. Did you have any familiar faces? I mean, what was it like living in Puerto Rico in a time, and you also excel on the field as well?
Yeah, so Boca Chica was my fourth coach in Hickory last year, so he was kind of my connection down there, ended up being my hitting coach. So if I wouldn't have known him, I wouldn't have known a soul. But, you know, the group of guys down there were super easygoing and made friends really quick. And I needed to. If I wouldn't have, I'd have been very, very lost. My wife wasn't down there, so it's not like I had any escape whatsoever. But, when it came to the performance on the field, I think it just correlated with, you know, how much fun I was having. And at the same time, you know, when you're down there, there's no external factors that are weighing you down. Like, you're not worried about getting called up you can get released, but, you know, you're not worrying about any other teams at that point. You're just kind of worrying about where your feet are at, which is really good going into this year.
Yeah.
I want that mindset this year. And, you know, like I said, I was on a really good team, really good hitting team. So it's not like I'm getting pitches to hit, and I was in a lot of good situations. And I think that's kind of what led to the success.
Out of Mississippi College, where you played your college ball, were there any draft expectations for you going into it? Were you reached out at all by any teams, or what was that like?
No. I mean, up until midway through my junior year, I was pretty set that, you know, that was way out of the picture. I think my dad always had that dream, even though I was in college, but I'd seen so many guys my first 3 years that had just dominated in my conference and never got the shot. So of course, you know, that was a downer for me, and I didn't think I was going to ever get the shot. But, you know, towards the end of my junior year, I had the Rangers reach out, and then with them reaching out, I think it kind of started to get the ball rolling. And going into my senior year, it was kind of it wasn't a for sure thing, but I started having more and more teams reach out. And then by midway through my senior year, I had enough teams to know that I thought I would at least get the shot if I took care of the business I needed to take care of. But yeah, for the majority of my college career, the professional baseball was not a thought that crossed my mind. I kind of went there for school and went there to get my degree and met my wife. So that was I kind of had a job lined up and everything like that. And, you know, this kind of just kind of fell in my lap, and I'm trying to just take all these opportunities that come my way with a very open mind and a grateful mindset. And, you know, I've enjoyed it so far.
From you at that time in college to you, the man who you are now, what do you think are some of the things as a player and as a person has been the biggest difference for you?
I think, you know, surrounding myself with the talented guys that are here, you know, they push me to be a better player. You know, you have better resources, you have all this information that helps you get better each and every day. But kind of like that mindset, you know, of I'm playing professional baseball, living in college, like, yeah, it's great, you get to play college baseball, and there's plenty of people that don't get that opportunity, but it's very easy to take that for granted, and it is easy to take this for granted, but it's harder to do that. You know, when you come out of the tunnel, like last night, when, you know, all these fans are here, mostly to see Jack pitch, but, you know, even last year playing in front of 7,000 fans on a consistent basis, like you, it's hard not to realize what you're going through at that point. So I think kind of just taking that grateful mindset has helped the performance. But then, you know, like I said, I got great people around me. My wife, you know, she passed up professional opportunities to let me do this. So that, you know, kind of keeps me grounded and makes me realize what good of an opportunity I have. My family, you know, they supported me from the very get-go. And then, like I said, I have phenomenal friends and teammates that, you know, helped me through this. So, yeah, I think just maturing each and every year and realizing what opportunity is and what possibly could be in the short term is kind of what keeps me going.
Just had the chance to catch up with Blaine Krim. Blaine, thanks for your time and best of luck to you moving forward.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches. Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system with the Riders Report blog at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Field Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fundays. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called. This one's over.
Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back inside Riders Field, just about set for National Anthem. Let's quickly take you through last night's highlights. And there were highlights in a 12-4 loss against Northwest Arkansas. And it came first. They didn't have many, but came first for Frisco when J.P. Martinez knocked his second home run of the year, just the second run of the night for the Riders, but it came after a leadoff double from Matt Watley. This two-run shot for J.P. got us started. 1-0-2 Martinez in the air to left field. Little carry on it as Rave goes back. He's at the wall. That ball's gone. Right into the in-touch home run terrace. Opposite field shot for J.P., again his second of the season. And our last highlight came as the first home run of the season for Ezekiel Duran. The shortstop has showed a lot of extra base potential, but finally recorded his first knock in the bottom of the ninth with two outs.
Offering home. High drive, deep center field. Lofton going back, looking up. That ball is gone. Ezekiel Duran with his first home run of the season. And the Rough Riders, a little bit of a bright spot here at the end of this one.
It was a bright spot, but that unfortunately was the ball game. 12-4, the final score. As we welcome back Zach Bigley into our pregame show, Zach, we briefly touched on it, but just not what you were expecting out of Jack Leiter, but he was really, really close to getting out of what was a mess of a third inning.
Yeah, it was really dominant, good. Five strikeouts. And then all of a sudden, that two-out walk in the third inning, the error by Dustin Foscue, and then the floodgates just opened. It was really tough after that point. So you feel bad for Jack, those four unearned runs. He did pitch well enough, I think, to get through that third and then maybe into the fourth as well. But, you know, that's how it goes. Luckily for him, it doesn't go on his ERA. He still has a 1.87 ERA, but I don't think he's too concerned about that. He's concerned that he picks up the loss and the Rough Riders lost the game. But Cole Reagans, I'm sure, is ready for this game and is one of those guys who the Rough Riders kind of need to bounce back.
Yeah, and opposing Cole today will be the right-handed Tuesday starter, Alec Marsh. We weren't sure if we would see Asa Lacy, who was scratched late yesterday due to some soreness and some stiffness in his lower back. We won't see him this week. And again, it's Marsh that threw on Tuesday. Both times this year, Zach, he came out for the fifth inning, but it was on Tuesday that the Riders got to him after four. And that was the difference at the end. Those four runs was the ballgame.
Yeah, pretty similar, honestly, to what we saw from Jack Leiter, too. Really dominant. And then in that fifth inning, the Rough Riders got to him. But and of note also, we see Kevin Gowdy is warming up as if he's going to start this game as well. So he'll piggyback Cole Reagans most likely. So we might see Cole for just a few innings. That'll be interesting to see.
National anthem time at Riders Field. We close the curtain on a six-game series today between Frisco and Northwest Arkansas. First pitch next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is back. A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches. Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system with the Riders Report blog at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
And now, it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left.
Oh my goodness!
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut out and miss. Strike three.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh, my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
The Frisco Rough Riders look to finish off a six-game series with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals on a high note on this Sunday evening. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Riders Field from Frisco, Texas. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you along wherever you may be listening on this Sunday. The Frisco Rough Riders turn to Cole Reagans to try and snap a two-game losing skid as the Rough Riders fall in consecutive games for the first time this season. They enter in at 10-4 on the year. Northwest Arkansas 6-8 after taking three of the first five of this series. Chris, let's take a look at the starting lineups for today's game.
Let's take a look at those Naturals. Often that's had a great week. He'll bat at the top of the card for manager Chris Widger. Center fielder John Ray batting second, and the second baseman Michael Massey in the three spots. Sully Matias back on the card. The right fielder will bat cleanup. At first, Robbie Glendinning, he'll bat fifth. And the shortstop, Nate Eaton today, batting sixth. No Michael Garcia this afternoon for the Nats. Catcher Logan Porter batting seventh. Jake Means at the corner bag at third, batting eighth. And the left-handed left fielder, Tucker Bradley, batting ninth.
On the other side for the Rough Riders, they're looking for a bounce-back game. They had 10 hits yesterday, but only 4 runs and a loss.
Yeah, and one of those guys that contributed to that was Johnny Ornelas. He'll bat leadoff, the third baseman batting first. Dustin Harris in left batting second. Ezekiel Duran at short batting third. And Blaine Krim, who recently picked up his first homer of the season, the DH will bat fourth. Foskey Stoerstrom of 5-6-7. Dio Edias at first, batting eighth. And the catcher and the best OPS on the team by a long shot, Mr. Jordan Processions.
Yeah, 7 games, hitting 9 of 18 from the plate. And he's still in the 9 spot. That's not too bad. Nick Lofton begins things for Northwest Arkansas on this Sunday evening. Just about 10 minutes tardy today as we push the start time back a little bit, expecting rain in the forecast. So we hope we can get 5 innings in to finish off the series. Cole Reagans is ready to go. He winds back, and away we go from Frisco. It's a fastball for a strike at the bottom of the zone on a 93-mile-an-hour heater, and we are underway. 4-16, our game's first pitch. Reagans peels back, deals. Dips low of the zone, down into the dirt, and it's 1-1. An overcast day, nonetheless, very pleasant day for baseball. 77 degrees, our first pitch temperature. Here's the wind back in the 1-1. A foul up over the netting to our right side, and it's 1-2 now. Humidity at 68%. The feels-like temperature still at 77, just like the actual. Reagans looks over the top of his black glove, deals in the 1-2. Down low and inside, 2-2. And slight winds. 16 miles per hour blowing out to left field. Normally those would be hard winds, but they're slight compared to the last few we've seen. Two side corner, counts run full at 3-2. This is, I believe, the softest wind we've seen all season here at Riders Field, usually up in the 20 miles an hour. Payoff pitch. High fly ball out to right field. Stowers tracing in towards the line. He's under it, and he puts it away with one hand out in front of his ball cap. A fly out to right field, and there's one away here in the first inning.
We'll have to check on the season, but by a long shot this week, these are the softest winds that we've had. The ball has flown because of it.
24-mile-an-hour winds are the hardest winds we've seen at first pitch. And it's pretty much been in the 20s every single game. John Raven from the left side now. Here's the southpaw's first offering. A high pop-up outside of third base. Johnny Ornelas back with 2 feet on the outfield grass. He makes the over-the-shoulder catch. And he tossed it to Dustin Harris, the left fielder, coming in right behind him. So after a full count on the first batter, Nick Lofton, Cole Reagans gets John Rave to pop out of the third baseman, Johnny Ornelas, on the first pitch. Two up, two down here in the first inning, and Michael Massey, the first baseman, bats now. Reagans squares his shoulders to home plate. Glove over the tip of the cap, the pitch. Misses up high, and it's 1-0. Defense behind Reagans, Dustin Harris in left, Kellen Strom in center, and Josh Stowers in right field. Here's Reagans, 1-0. Massey takes low and away in the dirt, 2-0. Johnny Ornelas, you already heard from at third base. Ezekiel Duran plays short. Justin Foskey is the second baseman, while Dio Edias mans first. And Jordan Procession puts down the signs for Cole Reagans, who winds back, kicks, fires in the 2-0. A hard ground ball up the middle, actually more softly hit to Foskey. The second baseman picks, slings it sidearm onto first base, and it's in time to get Michael Massey. Side retired in 1-2-3 fashion in the first. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Another nice inning for Cole Reagans. And the Rough Riders come to the plate in a scoreless game when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo? You want ketchup? We'll make it how you like it.
When you customize your own burger, you can put your personality in it.
This is my Whataburger, with Manny's ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you. Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field. Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run. Let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cole Reagans made quick work of the Naturals in the top of the first inning, 1-2-3. And now Frisco comes to the plate on the offensive side. Johnny Ornelas, Dustin Harris, and Ezekiel Duran, the three due up against Alec Marsh, making his second start of the series. We saw Marsh in game one. And the right-hander goes back to work. He looks in at Ornelas, righty-righty matchup, first pitch. Fastball just low and away at 94 on the gun, and it's one ball and no strikes. Alec Marsh, the number 12 prospect in the Royals organization. He peels back 1-0. Low off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes. The Wisconsin native, 23 years old, 6'3", 220 pounds, in his second season with the Naturals. 2-0 pitch. A high drive deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here. Johnny Ornelas. A 452-foot home run over the entire long ball of the season. 1-0 Riders in the first.
What an absolute tear this guy's been on, Zach.
Three consecutive games with three hits, and now he starts off the ball game with a long ball. 112 miles an hour off the bat. There was never a doubt. Oh, man, was that thing hit hard. You think in those nine hits in the last 3 days, first pitch to Dustin Harris, he fouls it back into the glove of the catcher, Logan Porter, and it's 0-1. He had eight singles, and you're thinking, man, where's the juice? There it is, 452 feet, my word. The pitch, Harris swings, comes up empty. On a pitch down low and inside, and it's 0-2. Leadoff home run for the Rough Riders as they continue to flex their muscles this series in the power department. Offering in. Harris swings and misses on a breaking ball down low and inside. He strikes out, and there's one away. Holy cow.
Well, and that's just Marsh putting himself in a 2-0 count. That's great insight by Ornelas at the plate. Being where his feet are and knowing that on a 2-0 pitch, he's probably going to get something that he's going to want to hop on and be in front of. And he smoked that thing.
Pitch on the way to Ezekiel Duran. He bends out of the way on a curveball that finds its way onto the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Talking about homers, Ezekiel Duran blasted his first yesterday. The pitch. A strike on the inside edge, 0-2. Duran with a home run in the ninth inning. Slightly open stance, the offering home. A high fly ball, shallow right field. Sully Matias, actually it's Michael Massey, the second baseman, feet still on the infield grass, or the infield dirt, I should say. He makes the catch. Two outs, Blaine Frim bats now. Rough Riders leading 1-0 on the Johnny Ornelas solo blast. Blaine, a swing and a foul back to the catcher, Logan Porter, 0-1. 95-mile-an-hour heater from Alec Marsh. He winds back and pitches home. Low off the outside corner. One ball, one strike. If you're watching an MLB TV, you see a look at those flags blowing hard out to left field. I don't think Ornelas has needed much help. The pitch. Krim swings and misses on a breaking ball down low and inside, 1-2. Alec Marsh in the opener went four innings, allowing four runs on six hits to begin this series. 1-2. He sends it high in the air out to right field and shallow. Sully Matias coming in. The second baseman Massey out. Massey makes the catch. And the side comes to a close in the first. But not before a big blow for the Rough Riders. Solo home run for Johnny Ornelas puts them out in front first for the first time in this six-game series. Rough Riders lead 1-0 to the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost for home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders 1-0 out in front of Northwest Arkansas on the back of a solo home run from Johnny Ornelas. Now Cole Reagans goes back to work against Sully Matias. He winds and issues in the first pitch. A swing and a miss. Changeup off the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Sully Matias, a couple of home runs here in this series. He got the day off yesterday. 0-1 pitch. Inside, and it's one ball and one strike. Matias on the season hitting 267 now with a couple homers and 9 RBIs. Open stance, right side. Here's the left-hander's pitch. A swing and a miss. Good offering off the outside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes. Cole Reagans made quick work of the Naturals in the first, looking to do the same to Matias. 1-2. Strike three called, inside corner. He sits him down on four pitches, picks up his first strikeout. One away here in the second inning. Rough Riders leading 1-0. Robbie Glendinning bats now. Another right-hander against the left-hander, Cole Reagans, who winds and deals home. First pitch curve on the inner edge, called strike, 0-1. Former first-round pick of the Rangers back in 2016, Reagans dealt with some very unlucky times. 0-1. Misses outside with the changeup, and it's one ball and one strike. Reagans had to undergo two Tommy John surgeries in a row. Missed all of 2018, 2019, and 2020. He fires home. A ground ball softly hit to Ornelas, who swallows it up, throws onto first, and gets Glendinning for the second out. Reagans then pitched in his first full season since 2017 last year, making his last 9 outings in Frisco, his last 7 starts. And he impressed here with the Rough Riders. Nate Eaton takes his turn now. One slips up high of the zone in the attic, and it's one ball and no strikes. A 5.70 ERA last year in Frisco for Cole Reagans. 1-0. Low and away. 2 balls, no strikes. But he did have a good start against these Naturals last year on the road in Springdale. 2-0 pitch. Eaton swings and misses. Hefty hack from the right-handed batter. 2-1. On August 15th, he went 5 2/3 innings. 2-1. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Allowing 2 runs on 7 hits while striking out 4. Rough Riders ended up losing that game, but a good start nonetheless for Reagans. He nods yes at the sign from Procession, winds in the 2-2. Swing and a foul back into Procession's glove. He hangs on, and Cole Reagans, 2 strikeouts in the second. 6 up, 6 down for the left-hander, and the Rough Riders carry their 1-0 lead into the home half of the second inning here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The best deal in the Metroplex at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Justin Foscue starts it off for the Riders in the home half of the second inning. It's 1-0, Frisco out in front. Foscue, Stowers, and Kellen Strom, the 3-2 up. Alec Marsh surrendered a solo home run to Johnny Ornelas in the first, and then sat the Riders down in order after that. First pitch, Foscue watches high and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Foscue hitting in the five spot for the second consecutive night, and funny thing is here's the windback. And the 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss and a curveball. One ball, one strike. Foscue has led off an inning in each of his last five at-bats. There's the 1-1. He swings, chops it foul over towards the Riders' dugout, third base side. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. He led off in the second, the fourth, the sixth, and the eighth innings in last night's game. 2-1. Outside, a check swing, and he was able to hold up. Two balls, two strikes, which unfortunately for the Rough Riders means Blaine Krim, who hit in front of him, did go 0-for-4 last night. Payoff pitch on the way. A swing and a miss. Struck him out with the curveball off the outside corner. Foscue down swinging for the second strikeout for Alec Marsh, and there's one away here in the second. Josh Stowers bats now. .324 average on the season for Stowers. A two-hit game yesterday. First pitch. Check swing. Just low and outside. One ball, no strikes. Still looking for that first long ball. Marsh shakes the first two signs. Likes the third. 1-0. Off the outside corner in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes. Early on, missing on the first offering to three of the first six batters he's faced. 2-0. Stowers cracks it foul back behind home and off the facing of the press box to our right side. Two balls and one strike. Chris, you almost got a chance to make a play there. Almost. 2-1. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Good breaking ball off the outside corner as that five-pitch mix from Alec Marsh is coming in very handy here in the first two innings. He's gone to a lot of those pitches already. 2-2. Way outside in the dirt. Bounces out in front of home plate. Goes all the way back to the backstop. 3-2. 1-0 Rough Riders. Bottom half of the second. Bases clear. One out. 3-2 count to Josh Stowers. Marsh squares his shoulders to home. Nods yes at the sign. Peels back. The payoff. Grounder up the middle. Two hopper. Right to the shortstop. Eaton, who gloves. Throws onto first. And gets Stowers. Two up. Two down. Five consecutive retired by Marsh after the leadoff homer from Ornelas. And now Kellen Strom steps in from the right side. Strom looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0-for-7. Marsh kicks back, fires. First pitch curve just slips inside. One ball, no strikes. That five-pitch mix from Alec Marsh, fastball, curveball, slider, changeup, the 1-0. A strike across the belt, outside edge, 1-1. He throws two different fastballs, the two-seam and the four-seam, and he's induced a lot of ground balls this year, 55% clip. 1-1. Strom watches a heater on the outside edge, same spot, same result, 1-2. Marsh, when he was at the university, or I should say Arizona State University, down in Tempe, was more of a contact guy. 1-2, just outside. During the pandemic, he really hit the gym. Bulked up a little bit more, added velocity. He's almost hit 100 miles an hour now. And he's become more of a strikeout guy. 2-2. Soft tapper foul, third baseline. Still two balls, two strikes. They really like Alec Marsh in the front office with the Royals, the number 12 prospect in the system. Looks in, winds back. The 2-2 on the way. Outside, three balls, two strikes. Throwing a lot of pitches here in the first two innings, as this next one will be number 32. He's back into his windup in the payoff home. High pop-up, back behind home. This one's going to go into the seats. Two outs, bases clear, 1-0 Rough Riders, bottom second. Marsh, in his third start of the season, looks in, deep breath, shoulders up and down, back into his windup, payoff home. Check swing, grounder, foul, back behind home. Still three balls, two strikes. Long at-bat for Kellen Strom, and a good one. This will be the ninth pitch coming to him. Infield back and playing up the middle. The pitch. High pop-up outside of first, foul territory. Glendinning into foul territory. Over near the warning track, just shy of it, makes the catch in front of his own dugout, and the side comes to a close. Rough Riders sat down in order. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We roll into the top of the third, where Chris Jarrett will take over on the play-by-play when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olsen Firm, with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olsen's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olsen aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olsen's work in Texas and across the United States at Olsen.com. Olsen, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cole Reagan's back on the bump as we are set to start the third inning from Riders Field. Chris Sharon, Zach Bigley in a bit of a gloomy, windy Sunday afternoon, pushing evening. Almost 5 o'clock evening.
We're going to talk about this
again. Are we doing this again?
I feel like we did this two
weeks
ago.
You said evening earlier, and it was around 4:15.
It's evening. That's evening. Come on. That's evening.
Cole Reagans looks to throw the first pitch of the top of the third. And here it is. Popped in the air. This one won't go too far. Duran, that's who you hear at short, makes the catch. And quickly one gone as he retires the catcher, Logan Porter, to begin the third. I think I'm a firm 5 o'clock evening guy.
Okay. I'll let you be that.
Good.
It's settled.
I'm sure it'll come up again. Here's Jake Means, the third baseman. That misses outside. Ball one. Efficient for Cole Reagans in his first two frames. 1-2-3. In back-to-back innings to start his night, 1-0. That's a called strike one. It's now an even count of a ball and a strike. He wants to go quick. Already motioning the break-even pitch. In the air, foul territory, and it'll head towards the seats.
over top of the visiting dugout. Here. Now a couple fans racing to scoop up a Sunday souvenir. It's 1-2. Wind looks like it's shifted to out to straightaway center behind home plate. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Another strikeout for Cole Reagans. And there's one gone here in the top of the third. Give him his third already today.
Well, things could change, Chris, but you know how we're talking about how Bradford and Leiter were lit up a little bit? Cole Reagans looks on right now.
Lefty-lefty matchup to the bottom of the order. It's Tucker Bradley now. First pitch. Scooped out of the dirt by Procession. It's ball one.
It's about as good as we've seen him this year, and that's saying something. And he's been really good.
He's been really good. The 1-0. Outside missing. Two balls and no strikes to the third of three left-handed hitters on this Naturals lineup card. Top of the order, Nick Lofton on deck. 2-0. There's a called strike one. Fastball at 94. Second home start today for Reagans. His first came back on Sunday of opening weekend. 2-1. Swing and a late miss for strike two. And was arguably the best start of a really strong pitching performance by starters on opening weekend. 2-2. Fouled back to the net. Reagans tossed 3 1/3. Scoreless innings. 7 strikeouts and 1 walk allowed. Just 3 hits and again, no runs coming in. 2-2. A chase me pitch. That means Bradley checked that. Watch missed low. And it's now a 3-2 count. The Riders lost that one, though. 5-3 final. 3-2. Ooh, that just missed. And that's ball four. Crowd wanted it. Cole did, too. Instead, a two-out walk to Tucker Bradley will bring Nick Lofton to the plate.
It's Ben Engstrand behind home plate today. We saw Alex Nash, especially early in that game yesterday, when he was behind home at a really tight zone on Jack Leiter. Looks like a tight zone again today.
Lefty righty now to Lofton. Runner at first, and Reagans battles through. First pitch low for ball one. The 1-2-3 streak comes to the close. 8 with the two-out walk to Bradley. One ball, no strikes. And he steps off to check Bradley, the left fielder, back to the bag. Picked up his first strikeout on Matias in the second. Next pitch, back over the net. Skipped off the top of the bat of Lofton, who flew out to right field in his first trip to the plate. Reagan's got his first strikeout on a backwards K on Suli Matias. That began the second. Next for the 1-1, and he throws to first. Not a lot of intent from Reagan's, just to keep Bradley at first base. And we mentioned a guy that has only allowed one earned run this season, and it came on one swing of the bat in San Antonio. Missions have won 2 in a row. One ball, one strike, the pitch. In the air, this will be trouble down the first baseline. Stowers coming in, and it drops in front of him for a base hit. He'll now throw to third, and it pulls Ornelas off the bag. First hit of the day for the Naturals, and it puts runners at the corners with two out in the third. The two-out walk has not come back to bite Cole yet. And it was a 3-2 count that he did not benefit from a close call. And a close miss. Bradley at third, Lofton at first. And here comes the center fielder, John Rave. Lefty-lefty. First pitch. Called strike one at 93. For those watching on stream, you saw two home runs for Rave this season. This is game number 14, but both of those two home runs came this week. 18 total homers coming into today. 0-1. That's low and blocked by Procession, and everybody stays put on the bases. One ball and one strike. 11 between the visiting Naturals, who entered the week with just one. We talked about it pregame coverage. And then 7 for Frisco, a team that just had a lot of base hits and doubles to do the job of scoring all their runs. 1-1. Missed outside. Now two balls and a strike. Winds gusting and swirling around Riders Field. It's not been a pretty sky all day. Two balls and a strike from Reagans as he kicks and throws. Rip and a miss, strike two. And the lefty starter, Reagans, needs one more strike, one more out to get himself out of a sticky spot in the third. Procession will take the time to get everybody on the same page. There you see Lofton at first base with Coach Derek Robinson Sr. Where's the number 15? Runners on each end of Reagans. He comes set from the left side. Now the 2-2. High for ball three at 95. Dialing it up a bit. And again, the count full.
He loses him here. He does have the left-hander Michael Massey on deck, but Massey has had some huge hits, including two home runs in this series.
3-2. Ground ball back up the middle and right to Duran at short. He'll make the safe throw to first, and that gets Reagans and the Riders out of a jam in the top of the third inning. Two left aboard, and back-to-back base runners finding base with two outs, both left stranded. 1-0 Frisco. We head to the home half of the third inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Little Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Little Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's enough. Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Dio Edias standing in. Already one pitch into the home half of the third as the next toss is blasted foul down the first baseline. Quickly, no balls and two strikes to today's starting first baseman, Dio Edias. Saw him at third earlier this series, the majority of the season. 0-2. Hard ground ball towards short. Eaton on a hop and a running throw to first is in time. And there's quickly one gone. Edias earlier this week with his first career multi-home run game. That'll get you the confidence back going. Righty-lefty to Jordan Procession. And the first pitch runs low for ball one. First at bat today for the catcher Procession. Next toss. And again missing low. Alec Marsh gave up the solo shot in the first, but settled things down with a 1-2-3 in the second. 2-0. High and outside for ball three. There's a guy in Procession with a .500 batting average and over a 1,200 OPS. Only one homer, though. 3-0. Tipped and squeezed for strike one. He had the green light on 3-0.
Now, one big homer, a massive homer, though.
3-1 is cued back to the screen. Now 3-2.
That home run was a go-ahead three-run shot in a tie game in the eighth inning down in San Antonio in a game the Rough Riders won 6-3.
And in a series, they took them all in big part because of that at-bat from Procession, you could say.
Absolutely.
Marshall long pause. And now the 3-2. Thought about from Procession. He tosses. And that will be ball four. Ben Engstrand motioned down to Alex Nash. And he gave him the all clear. One out walk to Procession. He's aboard. That flips the lineup to the top. Johnny Ornelas comes to the plate. There's a good look at his last at-bat, how it went. Little style points right off the contact as well for the third baseman. First pitch. Brings him up for strike one.
I think he knew it was gone.
I would say that's a safe assessment. We knew it was gone.
Yeah,
anyone in the ballpark knew it was gone with that sound.
Could have closed your eyes and knew it was gone.
0-1. Ground ball opposite way. Massey running in on a slow roller. Has to quickly throw to first to retire the speedy Ornelas. Gone for the second out. Not something we've said a whole lot in the last handful of days.
No. 10 hits in the last 4 days now, and he's only been retired once in each of the last three games. So that's his one for today. That's all you get.
Yep. Perfect from here on out, please. Dustin Harris, a three-pitch strikeout victim, next in from the left side. First pitch to him. It's low and trapped by Porter behind the plate for ball one. Steady numbers for Dustin after an 0-for-8 start to the season. Back in the 1st of April, the 1-0. Belted in the air out to right field. That one's got some carry on it. Matias watches it hit just off the top of the wall. Harris heading for second and will settle for a two-out double. Procession it all the way in from first. And the Riders build on their lead in the home half of the third inning. Now 2-0 Frisco. 1-0-2 on a shot off the bat from Harris. And a ball that needed just one more gust of wind to have enough legs to get over that top. It just stayed in. 362 to right field. And almost had his second homer of the week. And it continues, though. Here's Ezekiel Duran, a guy that did it last night. That was number one for Zeke this season. First pitch. Thought about. And it missed outside at 95 for ball one. Second extra base hit allowed by Marsh today. This is not how Tuesday went for the right-handed starter. 1-0. In the dirt, Harris wanted to go, but he stays put. Two balls, no strikes. An 11-game hitting streak for Dustin Harris now with that double. He's been just less than 500. 2-0. Wave and a miss as Duran drops to a knee. Strike one. 15 for 40 since that 0-for-8 start to the season. Two doubles, a homer, and now 10 RBI for him in that stretch. In the air, hard hit to center field. Rave now has to come in for it and makes a running catch. Chalk that up to the converted infielder, but he got to it nonetheless. We've seen John Rave make some plays this week. That'll do it for the bottom of the third inning. Now 2-0 Riders. We go to the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Now through the end of April, Riders fans have the opportunity to help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their artwork by April 29th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, handyman, and pool services? They can also help you with insulation and heating and air conditioning for the upcoming extreme seasons. As a family-owned operation for three generations and counting, ABC has been serving Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Find them online at goandeater.com.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Here comes Cole Reagan to start the fourth on Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field. It's also Crayola Experience Day as well. First pitch misses outside for ball one. Second baseman Michael Massey stands in. He's 0 for 1. Now the 1-0. High fly ball out to right field. Stowers goes back to the track, to the wall, leaps, and can't bring it back. A leadoff homer for Michael Massey. Northwest Arkansas chipping back. And it's now 2-1 Frisco in the fourth. Second homer in as many nights for Massey. And hit this one 390, and Stowers missed his mark on it. That's his third big fly of the series. First pitch to Sully Matias. Misses for ball one. That one another dead giveaway off the sound of the bat. Next pitch. Popped onto the glove of Procession. Reagan's allowed his first hit in the third, but no runs of it. That kept him at just one earned run this season. Well, Massey putting his back into the solo homer to lead off the fourth, make it two. Next pitch is fouled away. Two balls and a strike. Solo homer from Massey makes it 2-1 Riders. Johnny Ornelas has homered today already. Next pitch. Outside missing. Now three balls and a strike. Nobody up and tossing for Frisco as Reagan's entered the inning with no runs allowed. Looked really good. Still does. 3-1. Got him for strike three. So the ball that popped out of Procession's glove, I think Engstrand was, he put two hands up and I think motion for a foul ball on that. So they had that down as a ball, but that was a foul ball. So that rings up Matias. Getting on the same page here. Strikeout number four for Reagan's today. There's one gone in the fourth. First pitch to Robbie Glendinning. It's a called strike one. There were some questions yesterday. 0-1. Fastball inside to even up the count at a ball and a strike. One one. Fouled away in a screaming liner into the net above the Naturals dugout. It's now 1-2. A ball that was hit, and I believe it was Michael Massey that just topped off the fence in straightaway center. Next pitch. Fouled, and this one again over towards the Naturals dugout. Glendinning a couple of late swings. Steps out to readjust. Couldn't quite tell if there was a signal. We talked with Nick Batters, Naturals play-by-play man. Next pitch is low in the dirt. It's now 2-2. He says there was a signal, so we missed that. But it was close, and the replay looked like it might have just stayed in. 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Cole Reagans. His fifth on the day. Two gone in the fourth. Good breaking action. Glendinning over top of it. Two gone for Nate Eaton. The shortstop was strikeout victim number one today. I should say number two. The first pitch to him floats outside for ball one. Speaking of strikeouts, Clayton Kershaw entered today with his start. Chance to make history. The 1-0. Ripped on a line into left field. That'll find its way for a base hit. Eaton produces a two-out single, the second knock of the inning. And another two-out base runner for Reagans to deal with. Eaton, the shortstop, 101 off the bat. Now Logan Porter's next. See the fly out. That was in the infield in his first at-bat in the third. Called strike one. Kershaw needed 7 Ks from the Dodgers franchise all-time record in strikeouts in a career. 0-1. Way inside, and Porter somehow dancing out of the way of that to avoid getting hit. It's now 1-1. Now that's some company to be on for Kershaw. One ball, one strike. Reagans pitch home. Wave and a miss for strike two. Don Sutton held the record on a strikeout against the San Francisco Giants on August 5th, 1979, and he's held the record since. Kershaw closing in on it quickly. 1-2. Belted on a hop towards Duran. He'll make the short play to second. And Foscue nearby secures the final out. Two-out single from Nate Eaton. Nothing coming of it, but a leadoff solo shot from Michael Massey puts the Naturals on the scoreboard in the fourth inning. Home half coming your way, and Frisco in front 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders hit the trail for their opening road series of 2022 with a 6-game stretch against their South Division foe, the San Antonio Missions, affiliates of the San Diego Padres.
Strike three called, and the Rough Riders take opening day 5-4 over Arkansas.
The Riders return to Frisco on Tuesday, April 19th to host the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Tickets are sure to go fast. Visit ridersbaseball.com to secure yours today. Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Needs looks to be a new man out on the mound, and it is indeed. Day comes to a close for Alec Marsh, and make way for the righty reliever Jeffrey Del Rosario. Makes his second appearance this week. The right-hander standing at 6'2", 180, set for his first pitch. And Krim pops it up. This will sneak behind home plate. Can it get over the net? It will. There's strike one. Krim's first at-bat ended in a pop-out. Who's the second baseman, Michael Massey. Get you the final line on Marsh, the right-handed starter. We mentioned earlier in the home half of the third inning, did not go how Tuesday went. 0-1. Thought about from Krim, and he goes around for strike two. There you saw on stream, third appearance for Del Rosario this season and his second this week. 0-2. Called strike three. Krim down watching. And how about that for an entrance from Jeffrey Del Rosario? Strikes out Krim on three pitches to begin his day. Let's go back to Tuesday where Alec Marsh was through four scoreless innings when he took the mound for the fifth. Twice this season, Marsh has come out for the fifth inning, and both times his day had to end mid-inning with first pitch to Justin Foscue. in for strike one. Foskey was the second strikeout to Marsh today. Inning that began with a base hit and a walk on the bottom of the order. 0-1 outside. It's now one ball and one strike. Procession base hit. Kellen Strom walked. J.P. Martinez walked. Loaded the bases for Ezekiel Duran. And a run-scoring hit ended the day for Alec Marsh. 1-1 in the dirt. And held up for ball two. All four of those guys came in to score. Sack fly from Blaine Krim. Base hit for Dustin Harris. That brought in a run. Sack fly from Justin Foskew. 2-1. Tipped foul at the plate. That caught a nasty piece of Porter. It's now 2-2. So that blemished what was a really solid line from the righty Marsh on Tuesday. Again, entering the fifth, had four scoreless. Four strikeouts, just one walk going into the fifth inning. Two balls, two strikes, a pitch home. Low for ball three to Foskew. And a full count to the second baseman. Good crowd on Sunday trying to enjoy the outdoors before the weather takes over. 3-2. Goes around for strike three. Foskew fooled on the 80-mile-an-hour breaking ball. Low and in the dirt for out number two. Base is empty for the right fielder, Josh Stowers. Jeffrey Del Rosario with back-to-back Ks. Good start. Today also the first Bark at the Park day. Pet-friendly seating for the Pupsters. First pitch, strike one. So that's the first of the season for Riders fans. Strike two quickly on Josh Stowers. Grounded out in the second. He's 0 for 1 today. Heavy chain around Del Rosario's neck. Kicks and fires the 0-2. We just lost it outside. One ball, two strikes. One-two pitch. Blocked in the dirt by Porter. Evens up the count. Two balls, two strikes. And we mentioned Kershaw. We won't see it today. He did throw five innings, so a chance to do it, but only three strikeouts. Justin Brule in the ballgame now for the Dodgers. 10-1 over the Padres currently. Swing and a miss in the dirt on the 2-2 for strike three. That closes the book on the Riders in the bottom of the fourth inning. And Jeffrey Del Rosario comes in and K's the side on Frisco. He's fired up about it. That'll send us to the fifth inning. Riders still in front, 2-1 on Sunday afternoon, and the series finale against Northwest Arkansas. We start the fifth, and Zach Bigley back with you on the Riders Baseball Network next.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three call!
Excellent defensive play.
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's gonna come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh my goodness!
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jake Means fouls off the first offering from Cole Reagans here in the fifth, and it's 0-1. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along as we start the fifth with the Rough Riders up 2-1. The pitch. That one's just inside, and it's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders with two runs offensively tonight, one on a solo home run from Johnny Ornelas. The 1-1 dips down low in the dirt, and it's 2-1. And the other, an RBI double from Dustin Harris, extending his hitting streak to 11 games. Naturals answered back with a solo home run from Michael Massey to begin the fourth. 2-1. A high fly ball out to shallow left field. Dustin Harris comes trotting in. He makes the catch. One out in the fifth inning for Tucker Bradley. Rough Riders leading 2-1. Really good to see Dustin Harris making a play like that. And the ball hit off the end of the bat. First pitch to Bradley. He shows bunt, pulls back, takes high. One ball, no strikes. Harris still learning the outfield. He was a quarter infielder in low A and high A last year. 1-0. A bunt up the first base line. It goes to the second baseman, Foscue. A barehanded play and no throw to first. Tucker Bradley with a bunt single. One out base runner here in the fifth inning for the Naturals. Nick Loft in the batter now. Rough Riders up 2-1. Back up to the top of the order, third time through for Northwest Arkansas. From the stretch. And Reagans kicks and delivers. Fouled straight behind home plate in its 0-1. A lot of people were really surprised when the break camp roster came out for Frisco. And Dustin Harris was listed as a center fielder after playing those corner positions on the infield last year. Reagans readies and throws over to first base. Bradley back in. Harris had won the Tom Grieve Minor League Player of the Year award in the Rangers system, and everyone loved his bat. The question was, defensively, where exactly was he going to play? 0-1. High fly ball to shallow right field. Josh Stowers comes in a couple steps, makes the catch. Two outs in the fifth, and John Rabe bats now. Rough Riders up 2-1. Tucker Bradley at first. Well, Harris hasn't played any center field this year. He's played mostly out in left. But we've seen the steady improvements, and he's working on that craft every single day and trying to become an outfielder. Here's the set. And the offering home. High off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. You know who that reminds me of? A guy you may have heard of. Joey Gallo, who was a third baseman for the Rough Riders back in 2014 and 2015. From the stretch, Reagans looks over towards first. Kicks, delivers. Runner goes. Pitches low and away in the dirt. Procession picks. Throws down to second. Not in time. Skips up in there. Duran able to get it in front. And a stolen base for Tucker Bradley. His first of the season. Two balls, no strikes on Rave. Joey Gallo was a third baseman, and then once he got to the big leagues, converted into outfield and became a gold glover out in right field for the Rangers before being traded midseason last year to the Yankees. If Dustin Harris can become Joey Gallo, I'm sure a lot of Rangers fans would be very happy about that. 2-0. Big curveball misses down low and inside. It's three balls and no strikes. Runner at second, two outs, 2-1, Rough Riders. From the stretch. Here's the offering home. Fastball inside corner. Called strike, and it's now 3-1. Tough season for Joey Gallo so far in New York. 15 games, just a .391 OPS. He hasn't hit a home run either. Reagan's pitch, high and inside, ball four. Two-out walk, puts two on and two out for Michael Massey. Still nobody warming up in the Rough Riders' bullpen. Massey took Reagan's deep back in the fourth inning. It was the lone run offensively today for Northwest Arkansas. Threatening, though, with two outs here in the fifth. Reagans delivers home his 73rd pitch. Runners take off. Breaking ball. Strike inside corner. Throw to third. Not in time. A double steal for Northwest Arkansas. Three stolen bases in the inning now. Michael Massey now has two in scoring position, and a base hit could give Northwest Arkansas the lead. 0-1. Reagan's lefty-lefty matchup from the stretch. 0-1. Curveball slips low and away off procession all the way back to the backstop. And Bradley comes in to score from third. We're tied up at 2-2 here in the fifth inning. Rave down to third on the wild pitch.
Zach, that's just Tucker Bradley being a pain for the most part. Bunts his way aboard with the speed and then steals second, steals third. And a ball that gets away and bounces away from home plate, he comes in to tie the game.
90 feet at a time. 1-1 offering to Massey. Another curveball finds the outside edge for a called strike. One ball, two strikes on the first baseman for Northwest Arkansas. Tie game at 2-2. High pop-up, shallow left field. Harris coming in. Ezekiel Duran, the shortstop, makes the call. Oh, he dropped it. Massey up to second. Northwest Arkansas leads as Rave comes in to score. He kept drifting back and back and back, and then all of a sudden it popped out of his glove.
Just not a, I mean, maybe the wind got a hold of it, but yeah, wasn't close enough and tried with what looked like his wrist opened up. Like an over the head, one handed catch. With two outs, that one's a stinger.
That's now three consecutive games with errors for Ezekiel Duran defensively. Massey at second base. John Rave comes in to score. It's 3-2 Northwest Arkansas. Sully Matias bats now. Here's the pitch. Misses high off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Matias 0 for 2, a couple lurking strikeouts tonight. Reagan's pitch. A strike on the inside corner. Count evens at one ball and one strike. Reagan steps off, retoes the rubber. That run unearned on Reagan's ledger. Here's the 1-1. Check swing and a miss and a high fastball. 1-2. Two runs across for Northwest Arkansas here in this fifth. Reagan's trying to get out of it. He looks in, has his sign for procession. He comes set at the chest, and the 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Third time Matias is whiffed tonight. And Cole Reagans picks up strikeout number 6. Two runs come across, though, one earned in the fifth. It comes on one hit, one error, and a one runner left on base. To the bottom half of the fifth inning, we're halfway home from Riders Field. Rough Riders trailing the Naturals 3-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Rough Riders Baseball is drive deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at RidersBaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kellen Strom starts things off for the Rough Riders here in the bottom of the fifth inning. First pitch was in there for a called strike. Next offering in there for a called strike as well. It's 0-2. Kellen Strom, 0-1 today. Here's the windback by Del Rosario in the pitch. A swing and a ground ball up the middle to the shortstop, Nate Eaton, who fields, throws onto first base and gets Strom. And the Rough Riders center fielder retired for out number one here in the fifth. Rough Riders trailing 3-2 to Northwest Arkansas alongside Chris Jarrett. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along on what has been a very pleasant day for baseball so far. Rain has stayed away. Pitch to Dio Edias, a swing and a miss, 0-1. On the Rough Riders, first baseman, who's 0-1 today. Here's the windback. Del Rosario delivers. Low off the outside corner, and it's one ball. Three runs, four hits, no errors for Northwest Arkansas. Rough Riders, two runs, two hits, and no errors today. The right-hander's pitch, a swing and a miss. Edias whiffs through. And it's one ball, two strikes. Rough Riders finishing up this six-game series against Northwest Arkansas today. 1-2. Just low off the outside edge, 2-2 on Edias. Rough Riders looking to tie the series as they trail 3-2. And then a day off on Monday, and then they're back on the road. 2-2. Line foul left side, up onto the concourse level. Still two balls, two strikes. They head to Midland for 6 games. Start with a day game on Tuesday, 11 o'clock first pitch for an education day. A bunch of kids at the ballpark. 2-2. Check swing. He went around, according to home plate umpire Ben Engstrand. Breaking ball low off the outside corner. And Dio Edias is strikeout victim number 4 for Jeffrey Del Rosario. Two outs here in the fifth inning. Rough Riders trailing 3-2. Here's 9-0 hitter Jordan Procession.
The only guy that hasn't struck out, so we on stream get another look at Edias' cut.
He went
around.
Yep. Pitch home. Just outside, one ball, no strikes.
A ground out to Kellen Strom on the first pitch he saw is the only guy that hasn't gone down either swinging or watching on Del Rosario, man. He's been sharp.
The pitch. Out and in. Two balls, no strikes. He sure has. Second appearance here in the series for the right-hander. He went 3 shutout innings against the Rough Riders back in game 2. Allowing 3 hits, striking out 2. The pitch. Just low of the zone, and it's 3 balls and no strikes to Procession. All 3 runs for Northwest Arkansas coming in their last 2 offensive innings. Rough Riders trying to answer back. 3-0. Procession lines it hard foul over the top of Chad Comer, the first base coach, and down the right side. It's now 3-1 on the 3-0 green light for the second straight at-bat. Comer doing a little duck out of the way.
That looked nimble.
The former catcher getting down. He's been doing his yoga. Here's the 3-1 pitch to Jordan Procession. He fouls it away, squeals it over the screen to the left. 3-2. Jordan has hit safely in all 6 of his games. Del Rosario, the payoff pitch his way. A high fly ball down the right field line. Matias, a long run into the corner. Looking up, it hits off the warning track and up against the fence. Procession on his way to second. He stops right there. A double extends the hitting streak to 7 games for Jordan Procession. Stay hot, big fella. He yanked it down into the right field corner. hit off the warning track and up against the wall on one hop. And Jordan Procession has his first double of the season. Two out, runner in scoring position for the Rough Riders, and here's the red hot Johnny Ornelas. 10 hits in his last four games, led off the game with a home run today. Del Rosario from the stretch, kicks, delivers. Ornelas takes a heater inside, one ball, no strikes. Jordan Procession, now 10 for 19 on the season, Chris. Continues to hit. 1-0. Inside edge, a called strike. 1-1. You're going to see him with that extra base hit power as well. 1-1 on the way. Swing and a miss out in front of him, a slow curveball, and it's 1-2. Ornelas looking to extend his multi-hit game streak to four games with a knock. Procession will be running on contact with two outs. 1-2. Off the end of the bat, floated foul into the seats right side. Still ball and two strikes. A double for Procession, the third hit for the Rough Riders today. They had 10 hits last night in a loss. And they've had 10 hits or more in six of the last 11 games. The pitch. A high pop-up into shallow right field that actually comes onto the infield dirt. Michael Massey, the second baseman, under it. He puts it away, and the side comes to a close without any damage for the Rough Riders here in the fifth. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Kevin Gowdy will come out of the Riders' bullpen, and he will be the new pitcher when we come back. Rough Riders trailing 3-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders dip into the bullpen for the first time today. Cole Reagan's done after his five-inning start, and Kevin Gowdy takes over out of the pen. Good start today for Cole Reagan's. His longest start of the season. It matches the longest start of the season for any Rough Riders pitcher. Five innings matching Cody Bradford. Gowdy deals with Robbie Glendinning in the first pitch from the right-hander. Fastball comes across at 96 miles an hour outside corner belt high, and it's 0-1. Glendinning 0-2 today. Cole Reagan's five innings in his start. The pitch, low off the outside corner, one ball and one strike. Three runs, two earned on four hits, six strikeouts, two walks. Oh, and it's starting to rain. Here she comes. Here's the wind back and the pitch on the way. High and inside, and the count goes to two balls and one strike.
Well, we got our five.
Yeah, we did.
That's what most people were optimistic for, was to try and make this a full qualified ball game.
The pitch. A line drive down the left field line. Harris chasing after it. Can't get there. It rolls all the way to the fence and takes a hop right off the wall. Glendinning around first. He's on his way to second, and he's in there with a double. So Robbie Glendinning with his third double of the season. And that now makes it
A leadoff base runner here in the sixth inning for Northwest Arkansas. Nate Eaton bats now. He's 1-for-2 today. And hopefully it's just a little sprinkle. Fans starting to evacuate their seats, head up to the concourse level. Gowdy ready from the stretch. He kicks up, delivers. Low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. The heavy rain isn't supposed to kick until around 6, Chris. Is that right?
For the most part. Into the evening for sure, and then basically into Monday.
1-0 pitch. Outside, 2-0. Luckily, the Rough Riders will be traveling tomorrow, so no. You're our resident weatherman, I guess.
Yeah, I'll start wearing the crazy ties here to work.
2-0 pitch. Down low inside. 3 balls, no strikes. Rough Riders already trailing in this game, 3-2. Let's introduce you to Kevin Gowdy, making his second relief appearance. And his second appearance here in this series as he started the opener. From the stretch, he offers. There's a strike on the outside edge, and it's now 3-1. Gowdy, 24 years old, 6'4", 205-pounder, originally a draft pick of Philadelphia in the second round. He comes set. Looks back towards second, kicks the 3-1. Fouled straight back, clips the top of the netting, and it's 3 balls, 2 strikes. Gowdy came over in the trade at the deadline last year. Sent Hans Kraus as the big piece over to Philadelphia, along with Kyle Gibson and Ian Kennedy. 3-2. Grounder back up the middle. Foscue, oh, it hit the bag. Pops up over Foscue into shallow center. Glendinning around third. He comes in to score, and it's an RBI single for Nate Eaton to make it 4-2. Foskey was right there behind the second base bag. He was in front of it. It wouldn't have been, or would have been, an easy out at first base, but it hit the second base bag, hopped up about shoulder high, bounced off of him into center, and it's an RBI single for Nate Eaton. Logan Porter hits now. And the pitch on the way. Eaton takes off, swing and a miss, throw to second. They got him dead to rights, and he's trying to run back to first base. Foscue pump fakes, tags him out, and there's the first caught stealing for the Rough Riders this season. It only took 27 attempts. Two to four on the caught stealing, and there's the first out. Base is clear, 4-2, Northwest Arkansas now. 0-1 count. The pitch. Low and outside, skips in the dirt. Procession picks on the backhand. 1-1. So clearly a hit and run that didn't work out as Porter didn't make contact. Gowdy's 1-1. Low and outside, 2 balls, 1 strike. Gowdy, like Cole Reagans, is a guy who just ran into some really unfortunate luck with the injury bug. He missed all of 2017 and 2018 with injury. He's back into his wine in the pinch. Strike and a fastball outside corner, 2-2. For him, it wasn't 2 Tommy Johns, but 1 Tommy John that put him out for 2 seasons. 2-2. Low and outside, Procession blocks in the dirt, 3-2. And he was just trying to work his way back in 2019, finally had a full season, ran into some tough luck again. 2021, he was traded. Payoff pitch. Soft grounder foul back behind home. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Gowdy pitched really well after he was traded. Pitching for High A Hickory last year. 3.72 ERA in 29 innings. And now trying to make his way with the Rough Riders. Entering into this one, his 4th overall appearance. 5.06 ERA. He winds, offers. High and tight. Field and back. Ball 4. All 3 men have reached here in the 6th, but thanks to a caught stealing, there's 1 out. 1 in. It's 4-2. Northwest Arkansas out in front of Frisco. Jake Means takes his turn in from the right side. Gowdy, a closed off stretch, third base side of the rubber. He delivers. Iron inside, one ball, no strikes. Socks and stirrups. A mustache underneath his nose. He peers in for his sign. Comes set of the belt. The 1-0. High and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Rough Riders will have Nick Starr loosening in their pen as well right now. Gowdy, maybe not a very long outing today. 2-0 pitch. Comes across in the outside corner for a strike with a fastball, and it's two balls, one strike. Starr, the hard-throwing right-hander. Gowdy readies, delivers. High and inside. Two balls, one strike. Make it three balls, one strike. Beg your pardon. Means 0 for 2 today. A strikeout and a flyout. His two trips. Gowdy's 3-1. Swing and a miss. Upstairs, the heater. Three balls, two strikes. Love a ground ball to get out of this inning. Tucker Bradley in the ninth spot on deck. From the stretch, the payoff. High fly ball deep down the left field line. Harris coming in towards the line. He's under it. Makes the catch. Two outs. Tucker Bradley makes his way to the plate now. He's been effective the last 2 days. 1-for-1 with a walk and a run scored today. And yesterday, 2-for-5 with a double, a grand slam, and 2 runs scored. His grand slam just got out of here onto the in-touch home run terrace, the opposite way to left field. With 2 outs, the left-handed batter. First pitch down the heart of the plate. 94-mile-an-hour fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Porter takes his lead from first. 1-in, 4-2, Northwest Arkansas, top of the sixth inning. The pitch, a high pop-up out of play, left side, 0-2. Good to see Gowdy work ahead. Gowdy with just a three-pitch mix, fastball, splitter, slider. He initially worked with a changeup, but during the pandemic, he worked on that splitter instead of the changeup, and he exclusively throws that now. The offering, a high fly ball out to right field. Stowers going back just shy of the warning track. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Side comes to a close here in the sixth inning. Rough Riders do allow just one run. It comes on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Rough Riders now look at a two-run deficit, 4-2, as we go to the home half of the sixth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three call. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Oh, my goodness.
Are pests bugging you? Have you tried getting rid of pests on your own? Let the trained professionals at ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of your home and business and keep the pests away for good. From roaches, ants, rodents, mosquitoes, termites, and more, the family-owned ABC can handle any pest problem you have. ABC has taken care of Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Contact us today at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's about who we are.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to our game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Dustin Harris starts off the home half of the sixth. The first pitch is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Rough Riders trailing 4-2 here in this series finale on a Sunday evening at Riders Field. One back from Del Rosario, and the right-hander's pitch. Down low and inside, and the count goes to one ball and one strike. Dustin Harris, an RBI double back in the third inning. He's 1-for-2. Del Rosario into his windup, and the pitch home. A breaking ball just outside. Two balls and one strike. Frisco looking to bounce back after two consecutive losses. They've allowed four runs here today, but a lot better than the last couple. The pitch. Harris takes one on the inside edge for a strike, 2-2. Rough Riders have allowed 11 runs and 12 runs in consecutive games now. Here's the look in by the right-hander. He winds and the 2-2. Just outside. Three balls, two strikes. Harris extended his hitting streak to 11 games with that RBI double back in the third. He calls time and steps out. There's the look in by the right-hander. And the pitch. Low for ball four. Dustin Harris works a walk. And Ezekiel Duran makes his way in.
He just seemed comfortable that whole at-bat. Had a sharp sense of the zone. Stepped out at one point. Del Rosario picking up the pace. He steps out on his own walk to start things off in the sixth. Need runs.
Certainly do. Trailing by two, 4-2. Ezekiel Duran stands in now. First pitch his way. Just low of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. Ezekiel Duran, 0-2 today. Hit the ball hard his last time up, lining out to center. Del Rosario's pitch. A hard ground ball back up the box. That's into center. Harris up to second. He stops right there. It's back-to-back base runners for the Rough Riders to start things off in the sixth. A walk from Harris, a single for Duran, his first hit of the day. And now it's Blaine Krim with a chance to do some damage. An 11-game hitting streak, by the way, for Dustin Harris ties him for the third longest in the minors. Here's the look in. And the pitch on the way to Krim. A ground ball chopped to the shortstop. Backhand from Eaton. He throws on to third base and gets Dustin Harris on the fielder's choice. Duran up to second. Krim makes his way to first base. Fielder's choice 6-5, one out. And Justin Foscue bats now. If there's nobody at second base there, that's probably a hit for Blaine Krim. But because the momentum of Eaton was taking him towards third base, he threw on that way and got the out. Eaton's just making his third career start at shortstop. A smart play. Justin Foscue's 0-2 with a couple strikeouts today. Open stance from the right side. Righty-righty matchup. Two on, one out. The pitch. On the inside edge for a called strike, and it's 0-1.
It's probably good communication with Means, too, calling for the ball to get to third, and Krim wanting to hop on a quick one. Put it in play.
The offering. Slips low and outside, 1-1. Well-executed play by the left side of the infield for the Naturals. Riders trailing by two here in the home half of the sixth. 1-1 to Foscue. He chops it out to short. Eaton has it. Flips on to second for one. Relay to first. Got him. Double play. Eaton to Massey to Glendinning. A 6-4-3 double play. Ends things for the Riders offensively in the sixth. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base for Frisco. They trail 4-2 as we go to the top half of the seventh, where Chris Jarrett takes over on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch. Oh, my goodness.
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Roughriders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Here's Nick Starr set to go as we return to Riders Field in a 4-2 Northwest Arkansas lead on Sunday afternoon. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you. Just one inning from Kevin Gowdy, the first pitch. That's in for a called strike one. Top of the order, that star is tasked with to start the seventh inning, 0-1. It bounces in front of Procession, now a ball and a strike. Gowdy goes an inning, as we mentioned, just the six, no strikeouts. A walk, an earned run on two hits. Ball and a strike. Again, bounced in front of home plate. It's now 2-1. Inning that started on Gowdy with a Glendenning double, then Nate Eaton with an RBI knock. It was a little dribbler right up the middle of the infield, but deflected off second, leaked into center field over Foscue. 2-1. Q shot that deflects off the padding behind home plate. Almost caught his teammate, John Rave. Cole Reagans, the left-handed starter, goes five innings today. Six Ks with three earned runs. 2-2. Ground ball left side. Ornelas dive and grab, no. The shortstop, Duran. Tough throw to first. They got him. One gone as Duran able to make the play on the left side of the infield. Probably best that Johnny couldn't get to this ball. Nice stretch from Edius for the first out. Star goes fastball, curve, cutter. And the first pitch again bouncing, this time to John Rave to begin the at-bat, 1-0. Temperature begins to drop. One ball, no strike. Hard ground ball, first baseline, and it's foul. Count is now even, 1-1. Last time we saw Star was just a handful of nights ago in this series on the 21st of April. Two strikeouts in an inning and a third. He inherited the bases loaded and didn't allow anyone in, and then picked up those two Ks, sat down, the next three batters faced. Next pitch, tipped foul. Now 1-2 to the center fielder, Rave. He's 0-2 today, but a run scored. Tricky fifth inning that had Northwest Arkansas take the lead. At the time, it was a tied 1-1 game. Then Frisco took the lead 2-1 going into the fifth. Next pitch, called strike three. 83 mile an hour. And Star on the cutter got him down watching. There's two gone. Michael Massey stands in from the left side. He's homered today. First pitch. That's in for a called strike one. The weather has certainly cooperated. We thought by around 2, 3, 4 o'clock we'd have heavy rain. 0-1. Off the end of the bat. Jammed Massey. Foul ball. 0-2. Popped over the netting. Everything has just about drifted north of Frisco. And for the most part, we are on the fringe of what is a monster cell north of the ballpark. 0-2 inside. It's now one ball and two strikes. And it is still going to flow into Frisco. As a matter of fact, we had a few raindrops not too much much time ago. Down the left field line, foul, and it stays a one ball, two strike count. We've officially played enough to book this one final. 4-2 Naturals in the top of the seventh. Star coming set at the chest. His 1-2. Tipped foul. Massey just stays alive. Keep it 1-2. One strikeout for Star already in his first two batters faced. His season high 3 came on April 13th. 1-2. Again foul. Keep it a one ball, two strike count. Three consecutive foul balls from Michael Massey. Can Starr dig out the final out? His 1-2 pitch again. Down the first baseline and make it four consecutive balls fouled away. Top of the seventh inning. Naturals with 6 hits. The Riders with 4. They got number 4 in the last half inning in the 6. Dustin Harris walked to lead the inning off. Ezekiel Duran, base hit back up the middle. Tough end, though, on the double play. 1-2. Again off the inside handle of the bat and on a jam shot. That one didn't miss us by too much. One ball, two strikes. Lights on as we approach and push 6 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. Stars 1-2. High for ball 2, and the count's now even. 5 consecutive pitches fouled away by Massey. Talk about a battle. Works the count even. In the air, right field, base hit. And Massey wins the battle of 10 pitches. First base runner allowed by Nick Starr since taking over at the beginning of the inning. Now Sully Matias comes to the plate. Difficult return to the lineup for the right fielder Matias. 0-3, all resulting on strikes. First pitch to him. Wave and a miss for strike one. He went down watching in the second and in the fourth. Four-pitch at-bat in the fifth inning. Ended the day for Cole Reagans. No balls and a strike. Outside. Procession, the catcher eyeing Massey back to first base. Count is even 1-1. Riders go back on the road for their second series away from Frisco after the off day on Monday. 1-1. Wave and a miss for strike two. Monday will actually be a travel day for the club. As they head to Midland to take on the Rockhounds, keeping their opponent in the North Division after this series with Northwest Arkansas wraps up. 1-2, runner goes, popped in the air. Matias just got a piece of it and a little drifter to Edias at first base. He comes in and makes the grab for out number 3. Two-out base hit from Michael Massey, left-stranded. No runs come in on the new pitcher, Nick Starr. And he's got himself a strikeout. Seventh inning stretch on Sunday at Riders Field. And Frisco with work to be done, trailing 4-2.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches. Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system with the Riders Report blog at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Fans at Riders Field having a nice sing-along with friends in low places. Trying to enjoy a Sunday that's been cloudy and pretty gusty and chilly at most times, at least up in the booth, getting some gusts in here that will give you a good shiver. New pitcher in the ball game. It's the right-hander, Jonah DePoto. Second time this series. First pitch. And a bunt showed by Stowers. Skips off the bottom of his bat for strike one. It is Stowers, Strom, and Edius. 6-7-8. The Riders send to the plate in the seventh inning. They need two runs to tie or three to take the lead in the final stretch of the Sunday series finale. 0-1 from DePoto. Drops in for a called strike two. Oh, 2 pitch. Thought about from Stowers. And it misses the zone for ball one. Porter was ready to ring it around. Close the day on Jeffrey Del Rosario. 1-2. Inside. Good take by Stowers as he works the count back even. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Del Rosario goes 3 innings, matches the 3-inning start from Alec Marsh. 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. It was the 2-2. And Stowers done on strikes for the second time today. Here comes Kellen Strom. Both Marsh and Del Rosario gave up 3 hits, but it was the righty reliever Jeffrey Del Rosario that kept it scoreless. 1 walk and 4 strikeouts since taking over in the fourth inning. Righty to Strom the pitch. Fastball down the chute at 93 for strike one. Del Rosario K'd the side in his first inning in the fourth. 0-1. Good pitch. Strike two. DePoto coming in with now 8 consecutive batters retired in a 4-inning scoreless streak. 0-2. Ooh, just low. Now 1 ball and 2 strikes. Saw him earlier this week on the 21st of April. Inning in a third, 2 strikeouts. 1-1's a chopper towards second. Massey's there for it. Throws to first, and they got Strom in a foot race for the second out. DePoto continuing to extend his consecutive batters retired face. First 2 gone in the home stretch of the seventh inning with Dio Edias due up next. First baseman had a monster night. in that ball game that DePoto pitched in. First pitch outside, ball one. Solo homer in the third and a two-run shot in the seventh for Dio. 1-0. Called strike one. Corner infielder would love some of that offensive gusto today. He's 0 for 2 on a strikeout. One ball, one strike. High fly ball out to shallow right field. Matias coming in, eyes it, and makes the one-handed catch. Chucks it to some fans over the wall, and the catch is made. What a throw. Nothing less to be expected from Sully Matias as he hooks up some fans out of the berm in right field. That'll do it for the seventh inning. Score holds Northwest Arkansas in front on Sunday, 4-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.tv for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Now through the end of April, Riders fans have the opportunity to help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their artwork by have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Nick Starr back on the bump in his first pitch. Misses for ball one. We're off and running in the eighth inning from Riders Field. Chris Jarrett and Zach Bigley with you from the broadcast booth in Frisco, Texas. 1-0 is cued back to the backstop. One ball, one strike. Jonah DePoto coming in and making quick work of the Riders in the seventh. Sat him down 1-2-3 in the 6-7-8 stretch of the lineup and a strikeout. 1-1, wave and a miss. Now one ball and two strikes. Robbie Glendinning, the first baseman, leading off the eighth. Starr is 1-2, fouled away. Keep the count at one ball and two strikes. Frisco has been scoreless since the third inning. Their leadoff batter, Johnny Ornelas, in the first, started the scoring with a solo home run, his first of the year. 1-2. Blocked by Procession in the dirt. Breaking ball inside at 83. Curveball for ball two. Then an RBI double from Dustin Harris in the third. That's been it for the scoring. Two balls, two strikes from Starr. Ripped in the air and dropped into left center field for a base hit. Strom will play it back into the infield and a leadoff knock for Glendinning, his second hit of the day, as rain starting to pick up at Riders Field. Nate Eaton is next. Middle of the order between, Glendinning and Eaton. We mentioned Glendinning doubling and now a base hit here in the eighth. Eaton with a pair of singles today. First pitch to him, shows bunt. Can't get a piece of it, or at least a good one, and it's strike one. Both times aboard today for Eaton, he's been fried at second, or at least going for second. Back in the fourth inning, he was out 6-4 on the fielder's choice. 0-1, fouled right back to the net. It's now no balls, two strikes to him. and then tried stealing in the sixth inning. After his RBI base hit, it brought in Glendinning from second. And the Logan Porter at-bat started for second base, and Procession's throwdown was so early that Eaton turned his shoulder and started back for first at some point. 0-2. Ripping him as strike three. Strikeout number two for Star. And there's one gone in the eighth. Cut Four posted an article a number of years ago, and I always love going back to it whenever I'm at least on the topic of it. And I'd like Zach to put his headset on for this. First pitch to Logan Porter is a swing and a miss for strike one.
That was so passive-aggressive.
Yeah.
All
and
right,
this was in, again, 2015, about what would the Marvel Cinematic Universe's baseball team look like.
Okay.
0-1 pitch. That's low. Procession keeps Glendinning at first base. I believe there was an article last year about a simulation of a superhero baseball team. We can try and find that. But first, we were talking about Marvel fans in between the inning. Can you see this? I don't want you to see this.
Oh, okay. You don't want me to look at it. Okay.
First, the 1-1 from Nick Starr. Chopper back up the middle. Tough play for the Eddie is there covering at first base. And there's two gone. Glendinning down to second. Okay, so the way that this goes is that it gives a superhero comparison, the position, and then their major league, I guess, correspondent, who would most resemble them.
Is this active players or of all time?
I'm looking right now, and this looks like there's some that are retired.
Okay.
This is, think, 2015. So just a handful of just over 5 years ago.
Okay, so active at the time of 2015.
Yes,
okay.
At the time.
Okay.
From the names that I see so far. First pitch to Jake Means is high and away, ball one. Okay, so at shortstop, would you like the superhero, the position, or the major league player?
Give me the major league player.
Okay.
And
that might be tough.
Okay, let's
to try and come up with a superhero. 1-0. Inside, it's two balls, no strikes. Carlos Correa.
Okay. Oh, boy. All right, because I have an idea of what I would make for the superhero in the position.
Okay.
Is this just Marvel?
Yep.
Okay.
Now, there are some superheroes that I will skip because it would be very tough to think of that. 2-0. Popped in the air and over the net.
Give me Captain America.
No.
Okay.
I'll just give you a yes or no. This is also pretty popular Marvel, so that's a fair guess. And they have been in the Endgame, the Avengers movies.
Okay.
Not often, though.
Thor?
They do have their own feature film as well.
Is it somebody in Guardians of the Galaxy?
No. 2-1 pitch. There's strike two. Think Paul Rudd.
Ant-Man?
Yes, for Carlos Correa.
Ant-Man.
Two, two. High for ball three. Okay. Next one. Would you like the major league player or the superhero? Four, so we keep going.
All right, give me the major league player.
Ian Kinsler at second base.
All right, former Rough Rider?
Yes. Jared might buy us some time here as he's out of the dugout.
All right, let's keep it right here. Let's keep it here.
This is fun.
Jared Gettert, I think he's going to make the pitching change here.
It's going to be Chase Lee.
Yeah. All right. So Chase Lee's coming out of the bullpen. Okay. Black Widow?
Are you kidding me?
Wait,
nailed that.
Let's go.
How did you guess that?
Let's go.
Was that a stab in the dark?
That was I'm thinking of second baseman. I think Black Widow's your perfect second baseman. Hey,
so you're right on. So,
that's big
so
time.
Listen to this. A late bloomer after her key years were actually spent as a Russian assassin. Black Widow's agility, speed, and her killer instinct help her greatly playing second base. Black Little will make some of the most absurd defensive plays look easy.
So Ian Kinsler, what, night times is a Russian spy?
Magician at second base and a Russian spy.
All right, let me tell you what superheroes I would put around the
field. Okay, so let's do that instead.
All right, give me Give me Thor in center. Okay. Give me Hulk at first base.
That I want you to say that center field is the Falcon, but first base is Hulk.
Okay.
And it's David Ortiz.
As okay,
Chase
that's
Lee gets
fair.
Loose.
That's
yeah.
fair. Okay, Captain America. Put him at catcher.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Smartest guy and leader.
Okay. Good. All good characteristics of a catcher. I think yeah. maybe outfield.
You like Cap. You like him in right?
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. I want him in a leadership position. He's always the leader, you know.
I think Black Widow, middle infielder, is a great call because I feel like she's always flipping around, like flipping and diving around in the Marvel movies.
The scissor kicks and all that
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. So that plays.
Okay. I'm trying to think. Can I use villains too?
Oh, yeah.
Give me like Thanos at third.
Wow. That is a. And then Hulk at first. That yeah. is some power in the yeah. infield. Wow.
Anyone to compete with
yeah.
that. Those corners are doing damage.
We do have a ball game in front of us as Chase Lee throws his first pitch. In from the bullpen and issues a first pitch strike to Tucker Bradley. Kids Sunday fun day at the ballpark, but the Riders trailing 4-2 in the eighth, the 0-1. Off the bat and a little slow roller towards short. This will be a tough play anywhere. Throw to first won't be in time. And Bradley on a little cued shot. That died in the grass on the left side of the infield loads the bases for the top of the order. And Nick Lofton comes to the plate with the bases loaded.
Do you want to fill out the two-corner outfield spots? You think Loki in left?
First pitch to Lofton, rip and a miss, strike one. I was thinking Loki maybe.
I mean, he's a god.
That's fair. Can't do Superman.
Nope.
Because that's in DC. 0-1. Outside missing for ball. I do like the Falcon. I do like the Falcon out there somewhere.
We haven't even used Iron Man.
We haven't used Iron Man. And that's probably a really good other counterpiece. 1-1. In for a called strike two. There are two gone in the top of the eighth inning. Jared Gettert turning to his saves leader and Chase Lee trying to ensure this stays at least a two-run deficit. Bases are loaded. The 1-2 outside. Couldn't get Lofton to chase, and it's not 2-2. Yeah, I like, let's say, Iron Man and Captain America out there around Thor in center. That's a cast
yeah.
out in the outfield. 2-2 pitch. Popped in the air. Arias, tough play, turns his shoulder, but at the cut of the grass makes the catch. And that'll do it. Chase Lee comes in, allows a two-out infield single, but gets Lofton to pop out. And the Naturals strand the bases loaded in the top of the eighth inning. We'll head to the home half. He's trying to salvage the six-game series against the Naturals on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Lil' Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
wind picking up and now rain falling hard at Riders Field as we start the bottom of the eighth inning. Jordan Procession stands in and Jonah DePoto, the man on the mound. First pitch. Procession shows bunt and pulls it back, buys himself a first pitch miss. And it's 1-0. One ball, no strike, the pitch. Out the strike. So Zach's going to move our microphone set up inside as the rain's starting to come down really hard. And we're going to try and lower some of these windows here. So we do still have a ball game, 2-0. That misses inside. Three balls, no strikes. Feel like I'm watching a game on TV with no sound. DePoto coming set at the belt. In Procession, 3-0. The pitch. That's in for a called strike one. So at least sheltered a little bit. 3-1. Inside for ball four. He lost him. Second walk of the day allowed. And as Procession heads to first base, he has yet to be retired by the Naturals this evening. Begins the inning with the walk, and now Johnny Ornelas coming to the plate as the game's tying run. Rain is now sprinkling. It's not as hard as it was to start the inning. First pitch. Strike one.
So hopefully our microphone's good for now.
We'll see.
Might have to do a little juggling act here.
Oh, one. Missed low. And now a ball and a strike. Ornelas with the solo homer we mentioned earlier, his 10th hit in this being his fourth game. DePoto's break even. Rip and a miss for strike two. Ornelas on that cut trying to tie the ball game. Those watching on stream see the helmet. Not that much. Raindrops on top of Ornelas' helmet, but steadily falling. 1-2. Hard hit ground ball towards third. Plucked by Means. He'll throw to second for one. Down to first, and it gets away from Glendinning. Ornelas able to avoid the double play. That keeps the game's tying run in the mix. Procession out at second, force out. See if that goes down as a throwing error or if that's just a fielder's choice. Oh, yeah, the throw got there before Ornelas did. So first pitch, thought about from Harris, but he left it alone for ball one. Righty lefty to Dustin Harris. Next pitch, hard hit ground ball, or should say line drive just past Glendinning. And it evens the count at one ball and one strike. DePoto coming set. Ornelas at first base. Gets a hop, the pitch. In the air, fouled. Frisco falling last night marked it the first time this season that they've fallen in back-to-back games. That should tell you how the start of the year has gone for the Riders that entered today 10-4. Heck, they entered Friday 10-2. Next pitch to Harris. Swing and caught. Wow, by Porter for strike three as Dustin got a piece of it. But there's the second out of the inning. Ezekiel Duran comes to the plate. Tying run, trailing by two. Ornelas at first base. Not too certain he'd be on the move, but a guy with a lot of speed. Righty-righty as DePoto comes home. Tip foul. No balls and a strike to the shortstop that broke up his hitless day in the sixth inning. By Duran, and it looked like the Riders would be in business to try and at least get one on the board. rim, burned one off the grass, left side of the infield, and Eaton, the shortstop, threw to third to retire. Harris is out number one. And then Foskew, 6'4", twin killer. Throwback to first, and Ornelas doesn't dirty up the jersey, stays on his feet. Count is 0-1. Pitch home. Chopper foul. Over back to the backstop, and it's now 0-2. Two gone in the bottom of the eighth. Naturals have won the last two coming into today. After first go, 1-2 of the first three. They hold the series advantage 3-2. DePoto's pitch home. Runner goes. It's a called strike three. Throw down. Ornelas sliding in. But it doesn't matter. Duran went down watching. And a called strike three is how the eighth comes to a close. Still a 4-2 ball game, and we go to the ninth. On the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details.
The Frisco Rough Riders hit the trail for their opening road series of 2022 with a 6-game stretch against their South Division foe, the San Antonio Missions, affiliates of the San Diego Padres.
Strike three called, and the Rough Riders take opening day 5-4 over Arkansas.
The Riders return to Frisco on Tuesday, April 19th to host the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Tickets are sure to go fast. Visit RidersBaseball.com to secure yours today. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Chase Lee back out on the mound to try to keep this a two-run ball game. We'll send it back over to Zach Bigley. Zach?
All right. Thanks, Chris. Top of the ninth, Chase Lee delivers home. He misses outside to John Rave, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders trailing 4-2 as we begin the ninth. It's John Rave, Michael Massey, and Sully Matias. The offering. High and inside, and it's two balls and no strikes now. 0-3 today for John Rave, a walk and a run scored back in the fifth inning. Lee readies from the stretch, kicks, deals. Breaking ball in there for a strike right down the heart of the plate. It's 2-1 now. Chase Lee, the fourth pitcher used today by the Rough Riders. As rain continues to fall, the offering. Soft roller back to the hill on one hop. Chase Lee has it chest high, underhand flip onto first base. And there's the first out of the ninth. Michael Massey bats now. Chase Lee doing the work himself for the first down of the ninth inning. Riders trailing 4-2. Massey's had a great day. The pitch outside. One ball, no strikes. 2-for-4, a solo home run, a single. He reached on an error as well back in the fifth. Lee's pitch. He slips it across the outside edge for a strike. 1-1. Lee came on in the eighth inning. Give up an infield single. The pitch outside. Count goes to 2-1. Lee working here with a clean ninth. 2-1. Outside. 3-1. It was interesting talking to Chase a couple weeks ago, I guess last week, when the Rough Riders were in San Antonio. Said he was still trying to find his footing this year. The offering. On the inside edge, a strike. 3-2. Especially against lefties. Says he feels comfortable against righties. The pitch. Strike three called. Right on the outside corner. Backdoor slider. Massey down looking, and it's the first strikeout for Chase. Two outs and Sully Matias bats now. Top of the ninth inning. Riders trailing 4-2. Lee set against left-handers. He's still trying to figure it out, but he's always nasty against righties. And boy, is he ever. The pitch to Matias, a pop-up foul out of play right side, 0-1. Rough Riders in danger of falling in their third consecutive ballgame today. Entered today 10-4. Northwest Arkansas entered 6-8. And the Riders, after beginning the season 9-1, have fallen in three of their last four. The pitch. A swing and a miss. Good pitch off the outside corner on a slider, and it's 0-2 on Matias. Lee trying to send it to the offense in the bottom of the ninth, where Rough Riders will have 4-5-6. 0-2 is spoiled foul out of play right side. Still no balls, two strikes. Lee toes the rubber from the first base side. 0-2. High pop-up in the infield. Foskey, the second baseman, back into the shallow right field. He makes the catch, and the side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion in the ninth inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Chase Lee, dominant per usual. Home half of the ninth inning on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities. Are pests bugging you? Have you tried getting rid of pests on your own? Let the trained professionals at ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of your home and business and keep the pests away for good. From roaches, ants, rodents, mosquitoes, termites, and more, the family-owned ABC can handle any pest problem you have. ABC has taken care of Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Contact us today at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's about who we are.
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Last up for the Rough Riders, and they'll face a new arm out of the bullpen. Andres Sotiet, I should say, comes out of the bullpen. Northwest Arkansas up 4-2. Sotiet making his second appearance here in the series. Saw him in game four, two shutout innings, allowing just one hit. He faces Blaine Krim, Justin Foskew, and Josh Stowers. Middle third of the order for the Riders. First pitch, chopper. Third base on the run, got him. One out. One pitch, one out for Sotiet. Andres Sotiet faces an 0-for-3, Justin Foskew. Riders down 4-2. They're at 1 point up 2-0. The pitch. Fouled away right side. It's 0-1. If the Riders were to fall in this one, it would be back-to-back home Sundays in which they had at least a two-run advantage and could not win. They blew a 3-0 lead last Sunday. The pitch. Low and away. One ball and one strike. Rough Riders trying to tap into some late offense. Sotiet delivers. A high drive deep to left center field. Bradley going back to the warning track, and it hits off the base of the wall. Foskew cruises into second base with his second double of the season. Boy, he crushed that one into left center. Foskew 105 miles an hour off the bat. and just off the base of the wall. Third extra base hit of the series for Dustin Foscue. Josh Stowers bats now. Snaps an 0 for 7 for Foscue. First pitch to Stowers. This is down low, and it's one ball and no strikes. And now Stowers, who's still looking for that first home run of the season, could tie this game with one swing of the bat. The right-hander readies, and Sodiet delivers. Just inside, and it's two balls and no strikes. The wind has started to blow here into the booth now as storm cells continue to swirl. The pitch. A line drive down the left field line. Just foul. Stowers awaits on the 2-1. So Diet delivers. A little looper outside of first. It falls into shallow right field for a base hit. Foscue up to third, and the Riders have runners on the corners with one out. A little half-swing floater that landed about 2 feet onto the outfield grass in right field. And the Rough Riders put runners on the edges with Kellen Strom up to the plate, trailing by two here in the ninth. It works. Doesn't have to be pretty. Rough Riders have not had a walk-off win this season. They try to do it in the rain. From the stretch, pitch on the way. Inside to Strom, and it's one ball and no strikes. Strom looking for his first hit. He's 0 for 10 in this series. Wind blowing in. Sodiet with a glove against the chest. He deals. Inside, two balls, no strikes. Strom with a pop out and two ground outs today. Here's the 2-0. He swings, fights it off into center field. Rave coming in, still coming, makes the catch. Foscue tags. He comes in to score from third, and it's a one-run game. Sacrifice fly for Kellen Strom. His fourth RBI. Runner at first, two outs. 4-3 game as the rain comes down a little harder. Dio Arias stands in now for the Rough Riders. Last hope for Frisco. Stowers remains at first base. Riders down by a run here in the ninth. First pitch. Inside, clipped his jersey. Runners at first and second now, and don't look now, but Jordan Procession is going to come to the plate with a chance for a base hit to win it. And he is going to have to wait just a moment. The pitching coach, Derek Lewis, is out of the dugout, and he's going to go chat with his pitcher, Sodiet. Josh Stowers has excellent speed at second base, and he would be able to score on a base hit. It's Stowers at second with two outs. Edius does not matter at first base whatsoever. One-run game. Jordan Procession, who is 1-for-1 today with a double and two walks. He is a monstrous 10 of 19 on the season so far. Has a chance to win it with a ball in the gap and a chance to tie it up with a base hit. Here's the pitch on the way. A foul out of play left side, and the count goes to 0-1. I want to correct myself. I said Arias doesn't matter at first base. He is the winning run at first base. He, frankly, does matter a lot. You can hear the rain coming down from the stretch. Pitch on the way. Outside to Procession, and it's one ball and one strike. Breaking ball slipped out of Sodiet's hands. Two on, two out. Pitch to Procession. Just outside. Two balls, one strike. Johnny Ornelas, representing the top of the order, stands on deck if we get that far. Sodiette readies. He deals home. Outside, 3-1. A look in for the right-hander. Dealing with the left-hander at the plate, right-hander on deck. Stowers and Edius take their leads. The pitch. Strike. 3-2 to Jordan Procession. Runners will take off on this pitch, and a ball in the gap could win it right here. Massive leads for the base runners. From this stretch, the 3-2. Swinging a soft tapper out in front of home. Sodiette bare hands, throws to first, got him. That's your ball game. Rough Riders turned away. They lose 4-3 on this series finale. And they'll head back out on the road after taking just 2 of 6 from Northwest Arkansas. The skies have opened up. And the Rough Riders will hit the road in the storms tomorrow to Midland to start a 6-game series. Rough Riders fall tonight by a final score of 4-3. Chris Jarrett has your post-game coverage when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike 3 called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh my goodness!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Frisco Rough Riders hit the trail for their opening road series of 2022 with a 6-game stretch against their South Division foe, the San Antonio Missions, affiliates of the San Diego Padres.
Strike 3 called, and the Rough Riders take opening day 5-4 over Arkansas.
The Riders return to Frisco on Tuesday, April, Arkansas Naturals. Tickets are sure to go fast. Visit ridersbaseball.com to secure yours today. Let's ride.
Strike 3 called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back on the Riders Baseball Network as we're starting to tighten down the straps here as the rain has arrived. It held off for as long as it could, but now finally arriving at Riders Field, and happy that it at least allowed us to play a baseball game today, a full baseball game, one that you can feel good about and look back and say at least that rain didn't wash away any opportunities that were left on the table. But Frisco does fall today 4-3, the final score. They did have an opportunity and a really good one in the bottom of the ninth. Justin Foscue doubled, Josh Stowers with a base hit. Theo Edius hit by pitch after the Kellen Stromsack fly made it close, and a full count to Jordan Procession. But a weak little chopper back up the middle and didn't have the legs to try and beat it out the first baseline, and that's your ball game. And a tough one tonight, but taking a look at some of this box score while we have the opportunity to do so for the Riders, another base hit for Johnny Ornelas, and it was a solo shot, his 10th hit coming into today in his last 4 ball games. So an incredible stretch that he's on, and hoping that he can stay just as red hot. Top 3 hitters finish with a hit today. Dustin Harris goes 1-for-3, and now an 11-game hitting streak for the young converted outfielder. Ezekiel Duran also goes 1-for-4, but a tough spot for Blaine Krim as the designated hitter. He finishes 0-for-4 today. And then after Krim, counting Foscue, where his double made it a 2-hit day, 6, 7, and 8 all go hitless today. On 0-for-9 with 3 strikeouts. So a tough stretch for those guys there. Hoping that just a little bit of a clear your mind. This was a tough trip with Northwest Arkansas coming to town and 11 home runs that they knocked coming into today. They finished today with another one coming from Michael Massey. So maybe just a mess of a series that a new trip, hit the road, go to Midland, where the last time you went on the road you took 6 from San Francisco to get back on the winning side of things as they drop now their third consecutive ball game. They go Friday, Saturday, Sunday with the rotation of Bradford, Leiter, and Reagans, all resulting in losses. Was a good day for Cole Reagans out on the mound. He finishes with 6 strikeouts in 5 innings, but gives up 3 earned runs on 4 hits. Kevin Gowdy, just 1 inning recorded, no strikeouts, and gave up a run. That was on the Tucker Bradley bunt. Then the Michael Massey E6 and a wild pitch brought in the only run that finished on the line of Gowdy. Nick Starr came in, 2 strikeouts, an inning and 2/3. He stays really solid. Well, that was a loud rumble of thunder that we just heard. And then Chase Lee goes an inning and 1/3, a walk and a strikeout in a scoreless final out of the 8th, and tied together the 9th nicely as well. We'll step aside on the Riders post-game show, come back and take a trip around the Texas League and the rest of the Rangers affiliates as we put a bow on tonight's broadcast. Riders fall on their 3rd straight game, Northwest Arkansas taking Sunday 4-2 the final score. We'll come back with those scores next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Take a trip around the Texas League as we come back on the Riders postgame show at Riders Field. Certainly feel for the guys that are trying to break down the ball game out in front of us, as it is certainly pouring. It held off just long enough, and with the final batter, Jordan Procession, standing in, rain really started to come down hard. Final score 4-2 as the Riders fall on Sunday. Now 3 straight losses to move them to 10-5 this season. Again, they started the weekend 10-2 overall, so hopefully a change of scene, change of setting can get them back in the winning side of things when they hit the road and head to Midland to take on the Rock Collins this upcoming Tuesday. Wichita topping Midland, moving their record to 8-7. Both teams now just a game above 500. 10-7 win today for the Wind Surge. They scored 1 more in the 8th to make it that 3-run lead, and that is all that they needed to finish it out. Corpus Christi, the Hooks, topping the Travs earlier today, 8-6 final, a game that had 20 combined hits. Arkansas made it close. They scored 4 in the top of the 9th. They trailed 8-2 going into the last frame, but just fell short. Again, San Antonio earlier today topping Amarillo. Now 2 straight wins for the Missions, a good end to the series where, again, just a handful of nights ago, sitting at 2-11 to what was Amarillo's 8-5. So that was a good end to the series for the Missions, where Frisco took all 6 from them at the Wolf last week. Tulsa and Springfield, in a shootout earlier today. 20 runs between both teams and 24 hits that came in. And it was the Redbirds against the Drillers. 12-8 the final, where Springfield came out on top. 4 runs in the bottom of the 8th inning to break what was an 8-6 ball game, put that in front by 6, and then 2 more runs for Tulsa in the top of the 9th to draw it to 4. I know you heard that one. 12-8 the final score. Frisco again after 1 more coming in the 9th. And 3 consecutive losses for the Riders is what ends a really, really windy week at Riders Field. And it was really windy. 12 home runs knocked by Northwest Arkansas. And just a bit of a downer for the Riders coming off of a series sweep. And starting this week, they won 2 of their first 3 games. But a big tip of the cap to the Naturals winning the last 3 games against a really, really good starting rotation of Cody Bradford, Jack Leiter, and Cole Reagans, all resulting in Riders losses, unfortunately. Again, we'll be taking the off day Monday and getting lots of rest. Certainly hope that you have a great start to your week tomorrow on Monday. And then Zach will be talking to you from Midland when the Rockhounds and the Riders begin their six-game series. And that one will be starting early, so a nice little start to your week. Again, that ball game being moved on up to an 11 a.m. Central Time start to begin that series on Tuesday, April 26th. So enjoy your start, your early start to the work week with some Riders baseball, morning Riders baseball, the best kind of morning baseball. So that'll do it for our broadcast today. Big thanks if you caught any of our action on this Sunday, April 24th, 2022, just about a quarter away from 7 o'clock. And so feeling good to be ending a ball game and ending a broadcast still with, well, no longer light in the sky. For my broadcast partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Chris Jared, signing off from Riders Field. Folks, we'll talk to you next time. Have a great start to your week. We'll talk to you Tuesday. And as always, let's ride.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.